We are on Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Beisham Eivim Lo Yitol Elim Kein Nanea Mi Ba'od Yom. So discussing, you have a Shevach, you have a dove coat with several Pashtas. We're discussing Yonim, you've got doves inside them specifically, we'll see. You should not take them on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to Shecht birds on Yom Tov and so on. That is from the Malachas Hamutaris and Yom Tov. Lo yitol elam kein aneh mi boid yom. You shouldn't take them unless you physically pick them up on Erev Yom Tov. Ubeisil leimrim oimed v'oimer ze v'ze ani neitel. Beisil says it is sufficient for a person to just say, I plan on taking this one and this one. There's no requirement to physically pick them up. It's sufficient to just say, I plan on taking this dove and that dove. So, the Shittim HaKabetzis writes and says that this din is dafka by yonim. It's dafka by doves. But he says, by avozim and tarnagolem and yoni hardisir, he saw the types of fowl, afilu zimun ein sarich. There's not even a requirement of a hazmana. And so says the Ravid and others. But there are opinions which say that this din is lav dafka din by yonim. It applies to all balichayim and so on. And we'll have to see throughout the sugya why would we be mechalik between yonim and avazim and so on. Is it possibly because if you have a bunch of doves in your dove coat, you don't necessarily know which one is shamin, which one is kachush, which is going to make for a good meal, which one is not. Whereas the bigger the fowl, the easier it is to see whether or not it is something which is suitable for my meal, and therefore there's no requirement to actually lift it up and handle it, because you can see it. Oh, so that's going to be a question which we're going to have to see. Why not just have das on everything? You know, we'll come to that question. One of them should have asked that question. And just to remind ourselves of what we saw on Tesis and Abbeza Menalev, remember we said in the discussion we had, you know, what's the machlik is Beisham and Beisilo, Abbeza Shnold Beyomta, Beisham says Te'achel, Beisilo said, Loi Te'achel, you're not allowed to eat it, and so on. And we said, maybe it has to do, we asked, if it's a Tanigas, which is a medal, Legadal Beitzim, so then it's Mukta. And we said, well, maybe Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Mukta. Tesis says, what do you mean? We have a Mishnah Dafyut, our sugya. And we say that Beis Shammai does hold of Mukta because he requires that you physically pick up every single one. Otherwise, it is Mukta and so on. Tesis said, Mukta de Balechayim Chamer Tzvei Mukta B'Yosef. So this, our Mishnah, was the Raya that Beis Shammai holds of Mukta, but Lav Dafka, therefore he holds of all of Rabbi Yehuda's types of Muktzah. This is Muktzah Balichem. Al Kapana, we have Machlokes. What type of Hachana is required when it comes to certainly Yoinim and possibly other types of fowl? So, Zag the Gemara, Amar of Chanan Bar Ami Machlokes Bebrei Harishena. This the base Shami require more, you actually need to pick them up, is by the first pair of doves. We'll see Rashi in a minute. To Beis Shammai, Savri Gazrinan, Dil Maasi Lamluchei. Beis Shammai says, if you don't do a hazmana beforehand, you don't prepare it beforehand, what is the concern? You'll pick them up, and then you'll say, how can I take the mother's first set of babies? I'm going to put them back. So you will have handled the muktzah for naught. When is there machlekes? By the Brecha Rishena, by the first pair. The Bishami Sovri Gazrin and Dilma Asilam Luchi might change your mind. Basil Savi Le Gazrin, we're not concerned that you're going to change your mind. Abu Babrecha Shnia Divri Akal Ba'imed V'Imer Zevazani Neitel Sadia. Everyone would say it is sufficient to just say, I'm planning on taking this. Bishami would not require you to pick this up. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi, the first couple of Rashis in the Gemara, Rashi says, Babrecha Shnia Derech Megadli Yoinim. They would leave over the first pair as company for the mother.
Why would you pick it up in the first place and change your mind if it's not the way to pick up the
Okay, let's see the next Rashi first. I hear Rashi says, "Gazrin and kishaka lehulamachar." So if you didn't pick it up beforehand, as you think, you know, I'm a tough guy. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take this, you know, tomorrow for lunch. The concern is you're not so tough, and you're going to go ahead and kishaka lehulamachar asilam luchi v'chayis alayu. Person's compassion is misoyer, you know, and on the moment. V'havilu tilto shlo nitzerich. And therefore comes that you did an unnecessary total. So you pick it up before and you say, I reckon I can squeeze out two portions from this dove and so on. And you pick it up, you know exactly what you're in for and so on, even though it's the breich rishonim. So that is when there is a machlokes. But once it is the second breicha, then we're no longer concerned, and Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel that it's sufficient to say, ze v'ze ani neitzel. Fine. Frankly, the Gemara kasha. Well, Beis Hillel, lama leila neimer ze v'ze ani neitzel. Why do you need to do that? Why do you need to say dove number 3 and dove number 7? Ani neitzel. Lema mikan ani neitzel. Lamacha. Why can he not just say, I plan on taking from here tomorrow? Why can he not just say that? Now, says the Gemara, v'chi tema beis hillel les luhu breiro. Now, maybe you'll say that he doesn't hold of breiro. So let's first see Rashi, and then we'll come back to this question. Maybe you'll tell me beis hillel didn't hold of breiro. It's like Rashi, v'chi shok lemachar. And when you take whatever one you take tomorrow, dilma lehani asmin, maybe these were not the ones which you actually had in mind. Vahu loy his minas kuram elukadit zarkoi, and the fellow didn't have in mind to be mazmin the entire thing. That's not what was going through his mind. So Elamai, you want to tell me that we're gonna have to come on to Breira. So maybe the reason why it's insufficient to say mikan ani no talamacha to do some sort of a vague hazmana. The Veikahana is because you would need to come onto the halachic concept of Breira. Huvror hadav l'mafreya, that was always the one which he planned on taking, and Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Breira. What the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to say he does hold of Breira. But before we get to the question, just 2 points. One point is that there's a tzlach. And the tzlach says, if you know, there's a very interesting word in this Rashi, less through Breira. Look at the Rashi again. Maybe Beis Hillel less through Breira. The chishak l'machan, when he takes it tomorrow, dilma lehani azmin. Maybe this is not the one that he was mazmin. So again, there's 15 birds there. He takes bird 3 and bird 7. So when he takes birds 3 and 7, maybe lehani azmin. Interesting word, says the tzlach. Tzlach says that the tzad that we say, it's like this, we paskin ein Breira. When it comes to Diraisa Dinim. Person has got two wives, both of them are called Rachel. He says, it's enough to be married to one Rachel, not two Rachels. He tells the Sefer, right, to get to Rachel. Whichever Rachel comes home first, that's the one I'm going to divorce. Doesn't work. Ein Breira. We pass Ein Breira by Diraisa. By Dirabanans, we pass in Yesh Breira. So the Tzlach says that if you look in Rashi in several places, in other ways, but in several places, Rashi uses the Lashon of Dilma, Shema. Maybe this is not the one. Maybe this. So he says, by the Rabbanans, the Tzad is the Ein Breira. It's only a Safik and a Rabbanan. As the Tzach says, that's the reason why by the Rabbanans we pass in Yesh Breira. Because, you know, based on this Rashi, who says Dilma and so on. Now, going back. So, Elamai, the Gemara is saying, why can he not just say, I'm going to take from here tomorrow. And we'll come on to Breira. Maybe he doesn't hold the Breira. I'll show you he does. So the related parrots says the following. He says, yeah, the related parrot says, if I can find it, I have it written inside of my Gemara. The question is, he says, is why can he not just be mazmin the whole thing? Let him be making the entire shevach, and the whole thing now will be mutter for it tiltal. Whatever he wants, he can take. So he says the whole davar ha'imed legadol kulay lehavi achana adjiyem zev zani noitzel. Meaning the fellow has a dove coat. He's planning on raising these doves it's disingenuous to say, I'm making the whole thing. You're not making the whole thing. You're not planning on having the whole thing. You're planning on having one or two. You're trying to just somehow beat the system and you're going to do a general hachana. Your actions defy and what you're doing. You have a dove coat, you're raising these doves and so on. You cannot do a general hachana. The Gemara only thought to say, let him say, mikan and minat alamachar, and through the mechanism of Breira, let Breira say, this is what, this is the one that he had in mind. So the Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me that, Bissel doesn't hold a Breira. But now we have a mission in Allah's that says the following, Hamez Babais. So someone has died in the house. Now we know that there is Tumas Oyel. Now we're speaking here about, so the actual room where the mace is everything inside the room is going to be tame. Then there are other rooms with other doorways, and if the mace is going to be carried out through there, there's a din of seif tuma latzis. So if tuma is going to go through a particular passage, it's already considered to be tame. Rashi says, an interesting lashon, Rashi says that the din of seif tuma latzis is a din derabbanan. Achrenim asked Kakash, it seems to be mavor later on in the Masechta, it's halacha l'meshmi Sinai. But al-Kaparim, there's a din of seif tuma latzis, even though the mace is not actually in the area right now, but if it's going to go out, you've got, you know, five doors in the house, and if it's going to go out through one of these five doors, there is a din of seif tuma latzis. Now, so we say the following. We say one more time. Abiz b'vayis, v'leib psachim harbi. Kulam t'meim. All of the psachim are t'meim. Let's just take a look at the first one line. V'leib psachim harbi. Kulam psuchim oy kulam skurim. They're open or closed. There's no, it's not that one door is open. That's going to be the natural exit for the mace. Kulam t'meim. Kol ha'kelim ha'munachim b'chalal ha'psachim tachas oyvi ha'tikra. Shal Pesach, the ones which are kind of under the mashkif. Tmeim v'af ha'bisha edetachas hagag ha'mahel ala meis. They're not actually in the same room together with a meis. This is the Rashi, shagazru chachamim tuma al makim shu derech yitzias ha'tuma shaseif elatzis derech sham. There's such a gzera. The can, ein anu yoidim be'eze yoitzienu. We don't know these five doorways, which one the meis is going to be transported out. Hilkach kulam tmeim. Therefore, all of them are tmeim. And the kelim which are underneath the mashkeif, even though it's not necessarily in the same area where the mace is, they're all going to be tmeim. That's what the Mishnah says. Again, amaze mabayis v'leipsachim harbei kulam tmeim. Niftach echad mehen. One of the doors, or windows, is opened. Hu tamei v'chulan tarin. So Rashi says, if niftach echad mehen la'acha mises amaze, this happened after the death. So that Pesach is going to be Tamei, the Kalim which were there originally at the time, and the Kalim which were brought after the mace died, because that's clearly going to be the way the mace is going to be transported out. Whereas all the other Pesachim, Kulan Tahirim, they're all going to become Tar. Now, Kulam Tamein, Niftar Echamein, Hu Tamei V'chulan Tarin. Let's say the Balabais says, you know what? I'm going to take the mace out of the back door. Or you've got a wide window which is big enough to take the mace out of that. That is Matzeles al kol ha'psachim kulam. That now is Matzel or the psachim. The question is, this machshava of taking the mace out of a particular door, when does one need to have this machshava? This is providing that you had this machshava prior to the misa, prior to the death. Then we say, you know, the mace dies at 8 p.m. 7:30, you see the mace, this individual is a gesis, and you say, when the inevitable happens, I'm going to take him out of the back door. So that now is matzal, all the other psachim, they're now excluded from the equation, from the suffix. The back door is tame, the kelim under the mashkif is tame, everything else is tar. Ubeisil alaimrim, and this is why we think beisil hold of breira. Ubeisil im af mishi yomas amis. Even after the death, if the fellow says at 8:01, I'm going to take the mace out of the back door, that also will be matzah. Now Rashi says, Rashi says six lines down in the wide lines, Av Mishiyama Sameis, Vakasalkataydach de Berbrei Rapligi. We think, what's the machlekes beisham beisel? Machlekes is in Breira. Ube kelim shahayu behem bein nisel machshava. Even the kelim which were already there at the time of death, he died at 8 p.m. and you need a machshava at 5 past 8, and there were kelim which were there, and we still think that is machlekes beisham esavri loyamin hovra demikara daiti lahachihu. We don't say that, that there's been some type of a birur, a retroactive birur. But a yard or two, the shop, so maybe it's a little stuffy. Hovrar. What am I just like that? The chashta, svirulan, the beniptach echad man, nami havi pligi, the kalim the mikara, the tahirim, the katani la'ala, divrakal, the kalim the mikan l'haba. Al kaponim, we see that the beishitas beishamai is that they hold of breira. So again, we're holding by Akasha. Why do Beis Hillel need to say Zeh, the Zeh, Aninel? I'm taking number three, I'm taking number nine. Why can he not just do some type of a general, I'm going to take from here, not being Mazmin the whole thing, but I'm going to take from here, and tomorrow, whatever he takes, we will say, Hovra Devla Mafreya, after all, it's a Shana V'drabanan, then we hold the Breira, maybe you'll tell me he doesn't hold the Breira. I'll show you that he does hold of Breira. I'll show you he does hold the Breira. So that is that. Says the Gemara, no. Ha itmar Allah. When in reference to that Mishnah, we explained that we said on the Mishnah, Amar Rabba Lataris Apsachim Mikanu Lahaba. Chenam Rabbi Yish Lataris Apsachim Mikanu Lahaba. Beis Hillel never mattered the Psachim, the Kalim, which were underneath the Mashkef at 8 p.m. when the fellow died. It's only that once he has his Machshav at 5 past 8. And then a minute later, someone puts kalim in the, you know, at the other psachim. Those new kalim will not become tummy, because now through his machshava at 5 past, he is established. He's planning on taking the mace out of the back door. So that is what it's referring to. That it's referring to kalim in the future. Says Rashi, 7-8 lines at the bottom. Ha'itmar Allah afila beis hillel leslu huvrar. The Ein Mitan Ela Kalim Dila Besayif, Dalacha Machshava, Avar Rishonim Tmeim, and so on. So basically, you don't have a source to tell me that Beis Hillel hold of Breira. However, says the Gemara, or Rava Amar, no, La'ilam L'mafreya. Rava says, now really, I'll tell you, Beis Hillel hold of Breira. They hold of Breira. May they say Huvrar Hadavu L'Mafreya. If so, then we're back to our question. We're discussing the Rabbanan, and we're discussing Muktza Hachana Shaila, and the question is, why do you need to designate and specify the Yonim which you plan on take tomorrow? Why can you not just point to the area and say Mikan and Yonet L'Machar, and whichever ones you took, we'll say Huvrar Hadavu L'Mafreya. That's what you meant. After all, we see that Shittas Beis Hillel is the holder of Breira. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar Li Elam L'Mafreya, V'Hachaynu Taima, Dilma Metaltel V'Shavik, Metaltel V'Shavik. Here there's a concern. You might pick up and leave, V'Kametaltel Midi D'Loy Chazile. What is the concern? That you might end up taking something which you don't really want. If you look at the Rashi, Rav Amaleilim L'Mafreya Nami Mitzarina Beis Hillel Dislo Breir Vach Masnis Nanitayma Sach Levar V'Loim Eilu Beilu Eilu Ani Neitzel. These specific ones I'm taking. Why? L'Mach Mitaltelu Beidik Ashmenim V'Shavik V'Shavik V'Shakal Idach. Right? He's gonna pick and choose. He's not gonna be happy with what he picked up, and because he's not familiar with this particular one and this particular one. So he's going to pick it up for the first time, and he's going to say, actually, this is not such a good one. There's a bigger and better one he's going to take. He only planned on taking the one which he's actually going to use for his meal. Therefore, he needs to go ahead and say, I'm taking number three and number five, and tomorrow he has to take number three and number five, because there's just a concern that otherwise he will change his mind once he's taking them for the very first time, in which case, that's the reason why he needs to specify. Now, frag the Gemara 1 second. But 1 second, if we're saying that the concern is that he might end up picking one up and saying, oh, this isn't so good, I'm going to take another one. So why is it sufficient from a distance to say, is there a zaninotel? Surely he should actually have to pick up the ones which he's planning on taking, because only if he actually picks it up in his hands and he sees them close up, is he able to assess whether or not they are in fact suitable. But why is it sufficient for the fellow to look into his dove coat and say, there is any nate, I'm taking this one, I'm going to take that one. 1 second, maybe upon closer inspection, you'll see it's not quite as good as you thought it was, in which case, you're going to have the same concern. Metal to vashavik. So why is it good enough to say, but is there any nate, sagya? And so Rashi says, he can add a distance. The ein minanei sagya. Amali bodik mias malachushim ashmeinim. The katik lemeichush. Why is there not this concern? So the Gemara says an interesting answer. The Gemara says that no. Hani mili me'erev yomtiv. When do we say it's sufficient to say zev is any neitel? If you're doing it me'erev yomtiv. Now, what does that mean? Let's just see the Rashi over here. Koloimar. Heich di yodan erev yomtiv, dahani hu da azminon. If you know the implications of yomtiv, and you're not allowed to kind of be metalt with something unnecessarily, and therefore an erev yomtiv, you say, look, I know there's issues of mukta, hachana, I'm planning on taking this one and that one. See, you could have done perhaps, you know, due diligence to actually go over and pick them up and see exactly which is the one you want. But kind of aldas kein, solver the kibble. If they're of Yom Tov, you know you need to be meichin, you know the implications of a lack of achana, you know you're not allowed to be metal for stam. And if an error of Yom Tov, you're willing to kind of take that risk and say, zev is any neikol. Kalei meichin, the yod of error of Yom Tov, the hani of the asmin, the su, bein shem kushim, bein shem shmeinim, li shak lachrina, shor yedea shemukzen heim, shle zimnan. He knows that this is what you've done, and you chose not to go ahead and pick them up. That's when we will say, to the extent that we feel you are aware of the issues and you're willing to take that risk and you do the Erev Yom Tov, okay. Avol the Yom Tov, aser. But on Yom Tov itself, if there were, never was any type of hazmana and you picked them up on Yom Tov for the first time, Rashi says, Avol Yom Tov kishabol v'aran v'yom tov kolim v'shalei bir d'varav mi ba'oid yoyim. And just to rely on something happening tomorrow I'll already see what looks good. That's a problem. That's also the zimin, the mishtak, fish, shmeinim, and you're going to end up taking something which isn't good and which you didn't have in mind to take. Therefore, that is not allowed. Inami zimin the mishtak chikulu kushim. Or the concern is maybe I'll say none of these are suitable for my meal. And what's the concern? You know, we don't want to allow you on Yom Tov itself to just go and start to take when, who knows, maybe none of them will meet your criteria, none of them will meet your standard, and you won't have any meal whatsoever. So if you take the risk on Erev Yom Tov, and we can see you understand the issues, and you say, Zev Zani Neitel, you know what's involved, and you still take the risk, we accept it. Otherwise, we don't. Again, going back to the discussion at the very beginning, you can already understand what the Shittim Kabetzis was saying, that by bigger fowl, avozim, tarnagoylim, yoni hardesias, which are much bigger, you know, some of these concerns, you don't need to pick them up, you don't need to do all these types of things, because there's much less of a chashash, that a person will not be happy if they're already bigger, there's more meat on them, and so on. Okay, let's see if it's Levaika. Zag the Mishnah. Zinein Shchayrim Umatzulaveinim. So this is the Hamshach of the Mishnah. We're speaking about someone who is being mazmin these yoinim to eat. He invites the black one. He designates the black ones. And tomorrow he goes to his dovecote, and he sees ones which are white, or the opposite, levanim u'matzah shcheirim, or shnayim u'matzah shleisha. In those three cases, asurim. First two cases seem quite simple. Third case, maybe not as simple. Meaning, let's understand the first case. The first two cases, kipshutam. The Gemara is going to slightly change this. We think that the gipfella says, okay, there's two black doves. I'm mazmin that. And tomorrow, he just finds white doves. You know, that's no good. That's obvious. Clearly, you weren't mazmin them. The third case is a little bit more difficult. What was the third case? He was mazmin two, and tomorrow he finds three. So tomorrow he finds three. In all those cases, we say it is a problem. It's a problem if he finds three. Let's maybe take a look at the first Rashi. Rashi helps us out with this. Zimin Shcheir Rashi says, V'lo yahayasham oid. That's all there was. There was nothing else. Ulamacha matzah hakol levanim. The following morning he sees that they're all white. So vade hamuzumanim halchulahem. Obviously the ones which he was mazmin have gone. Veilachim da asalim alma l'sheivach. These are new doves which have entered his dovecote. V'chin shnayim umatzah shleisha. And he doesn't recognize the ones which he was making. In other words, if he's very acquainted with his doves, he's got a couple of doves and he's got a tvi'as eye and he can recognize them a mile away, and so on. And he was mazmin two and he finds three, but he recognizes the two from the three. At least those two are going to be mutters. The new one, obviously not, but the two, yes. So Rashi says, and the Mishnah says, Asurim, it's mashma, all three of them are Asur. Dr. Rashi, why? Because Ve'ena Makir is a Mukhanim. He's not Makir those ones which he was Mechim. So then, Rashi has to add that in, because otherwise, why would we say all three of them are Asur? But that is the first bab of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Shleisha, he was Mazmin three. Mutarin. So here we say those two are going to be mutar. Rashi says, Echad halach, Vashnaim nisharu. What's the chiddush? V'loy amrin in a hoyo v'echad halach. What does he change it to? K'moy kain halchu kulam v'elu achirin heim. Meaning, he was mazman three, and now it's two. So once it really looks different to what he was mad to, his original hachana, maybe they all left, and now these are different ones, and therefore it should be asr. Now we say that they are mutarim. Pesach haken umatzer lefnei haken. He was mazman ones which were in front of the ken, and he finds them now inside the ken. Asurin. It is Aser. Those ones which he finds in a different place are going to be Aser. Rashi says, U'besich haken le'matza klum harei le'asur, and we'll see in the Gemara. Why? Well, that's going to need a little bit of a hezra also. The im'ein sham eleheim harei elu mutar. But if these are the only ones in the vicinity, there's no other ones around, then we will assume that these are the ones that he was Mechin and Mazmin. Fine. So, the Gemara picks up on the first case. Again, the case number one was, he was Mazmin black, he finds white, he was Mazmin white, he finds black. Frag the Gemara, of course they're going to be Asa Pshita. Amarabba, Nachabba Mayaskin, again, Shazim and Shcherim Ulevanim. Now he was Mazmin both black and white. The Ishkim Umatza Shcherim B'makim Levanim, Ulevanim B'makim Shcherim. As Rashi explains, there's different compartments and chambers and rooms and cubicles in this shevach. So the black ones were on the right, the white ones were on the left. Following morning, and the Chassam Sefer explains why it says v'hishkim, because he says that it's not the derech, you know, at night for them to kind of move around, and therefore you would have thought that to the extent that he saw the black ones on the right and the white ones on the left, and he got up hishkim before we saw the mesech. Hishkim means before alois, and he sees that they've swapped. And so on. So the hishkim, lumatzah shcherim b'makom levanim, levanim b'makom shcherim. Ma'udetema hani Hani, Inu, Ninu. These are the ones. It's not the derech for other birds to come from the Alma, you know, at night. So Ma'adilhima, Hani, Inu, Ninu. These are really none other than the black and the white that he was Mazman. This Sapuchi is Hapuch. And what has happened over here? They've just swapped places. That's what I might have said. Kamash Malon. I don't say that. No, that's not a chiddush. That's not a big chiddush. Kamash Malon, I'll say, Hanech Azdu La'alma, Hanech Rinu Ninu. We will say these ones went, and these are different birds. Fine. Says the Gemara, Leima Misayei Alei L'Reb Chanina. Let us say that this psak of the Mishnah, this din, the way we've explained it, is a siyua to Reb Chanina. What's Reb Chanina? Dar Reb Chanina, Reiv of the Karav Halach Acha HaRoiv. I mentioned this not so long ago. If you have a suffix, and one way of being mevar the suffix is by looking at the roiv. And another way of being mevar the suffix is by going after the proximity and seeing which is the closest thing to the suffix. He says, Halach Acha HaRoiv. You go after the roiv. Just to mention, Rishum Sin Baba Basra, Tezis asks, what's the Chiddush of Reb Chanina? That you go after the roiv. Isn't that a Mishnah? A Mishnah in a Braisa, which says, the famous Mishnah in Ksupas, Teishach HaDeyes, Kulon Meichreis Besar Shkuta, and then there's another one, which is Meicher Besar Nevela. So if it's the parish, if you find it on the street, you go after the roiv. Even though it's very possible that the piece of meat is closer to perhaps one of the shops, one of the trade shops, and so on. So you see, Reiv Karav, Halachach HaRoiv. What is Reb Chanina's Chiddush? So Tosfos says, Reb Chanina's Chiddush is, even if it's a Karav Demuchach, it's really close. And that's already a big Chiddush. Reiv Karav, Halachach HaRoiv, whatever, the gather of Karav Demuchach, but it means even if it's quite strong grounds to say that it's from this particular location, still we say you go after the roiv against the karav. So the Gemara understands somehow our mission is to see you at Reb Chanina, roiv the karav halachach roiv. How so? So Rashi says five or six lines, but the lines become wide. Reiv karav imbo ma'isel afaneinu v'yesh l'tleisa b'davra karav la'ilahater ilasa v'yesh l'tleisa achar roiv l'ninacha chilav karav, the opposite of what the way the karav would paskin. Halacha charoiv, umasnisin nami hachi amar. We see that concept demonstrated in our Mishnah. The ha'ika lemitlinu lahanech shcherim ba'isim shayu esma beken shebetzidoi. We could, isn't it very plausible to say, the black ones were here, the white ones are here, and now, the next morning, you see that they've gone. So, wouldn't it make sense that the hachra of karov should say that surely, you know, you want to know, are these black ones the ones from next door, or the black ones from the veldt? So we're saying they're from the veldt, it's also, but, you know, karov would tell me they're the ones from next door. So Rashi says that the ikal limit linu lahanech shcherim ba'isim shayu esmal beken shebetzidoi, it would make sense to say it's from the ones next door. And again, you kind of see this taste as it's a car of the muchach. Really is quite mistaber to say that. V'chein halabonim, so to the white ones, v'loim ha'nepchu, v'loitan linin elamina me'alma asu miruba pirshu. So you see, a siyua, a smach, to Reb Chanina from a Mishnah, the reiv a car of halachach ha'reiv, even against a car of the muchach. So they go on, no, not necessarily a proof. Kidam Rabaya, just like Abaya is going to say on Daf Yud Aleph, Bidaf, he says it's speaking about the landing of the dovecote. Hochadami Bidaf. So too, we will say Bidaf. What does this mean? Rashi says, Bidaf, first white line, Sheyesh Daf Lifnei Hashevach Bailet. As you often find in these, you've got the actual pigeonhole, and then you've got a little platform, a little landing, where the doves take off and land, and you go out for a little stroll on this little landing in front of the dovecote. Sheyesh daf lifnei hashevich bilet v'yotzei mimenu v'sham bayin v'yoshvin yoinim d'me'al metadir. So you get doves coming and resting on this platform the whole time. Shireyim likanes leken mipnei she'isen shebeken migarshim es kol haba elehen. Meaning they are fearful to go inside so long as there's other doves inside, because the doves inside will shoo them out. They won't allow them entry. Ukishayotzin mishevach. But when the doves on the inside decide to go and get some food, and they go out, ukishayotzin mishevach ilu nichnasin. Then the doves which were on the platform are nichnas. Hilkachayshin and shema min hadaf bo lekinon. Therefore, the concern is all the ones which are inside the can. You can't say that they are exclusively the ones which were here yesterday, because you have this platform and there's other doves which are waiting on the platform and so on, and they go in as soon as the other ones come out and so on. Hilkach asurim dehavalu kulu kroivim shibadaf shibaken. And they're all considered to be kroivim insofar as you have this constant flow of doves coming and resting and perching on this daf. So there isn't really necessarily a kurva de muchach anymore, that there's only these black ones which have been here to the exclusions of anything else, and still we're saying we assume it's from the Rav de Alma. Now it could be that even the ones which you think are the karav, they're not actually the karav, because there's always new doves which are coming onto there, and then they're now actually inside. And when you find the black ones inside, yesterday they're outside, these are actually new ones which also came from the Alma. So it's no longer a case of a kurva de muchach as such, that you could say that roiv beats a kurva de muchach. And the assumption was, the black ones are outside. Now the black ones are inside, well, surely that's the one. It's a kurva de muchach. Terence says, no. You think that the black ones inside probably were the black ones outside. They could be the ones from a totally different area which came and perched and were waiting on the landing until the ones on the inside went out. And now they're on the inside, and they are not actually necessarily the ones which you think as muchach were on the outside before. So you don't have a kurva de muchach anymore, in which case you don't have a siwa to Reb Chanina. Lamaisa, we do paskin Reb Chanina. We do paskin that roiv the karav halachacha roiv, even against the kurva de muchach. But the Gemara is saying, from here, from our sugya, you don't necessarily have a raya. Good. Now we said, shnayim umatz shleisha asurin. You were mazman two, there were two in the can, and you find three. It's awesome. Says the Gemara, manavshach. Manavshach. Meaning, however you want to look at it, it's going to be a problem. Meaning, e achrinan ninhu, if these are two totally different ones, if these are three totally different ones, achrinan ninhu. Right? If all three are different, then all of them are different. They're obviously going to be awesome. The eloi achrinan ninhu, and even if two out of the three are the original ones which you are making, ha'ikachad demaribu, but one of them is not. One of them is a new one. Fractasvas, Toptasvas, and Tamer, the Livtel Veruba. Why don't we say Bittel Beroiv? Because if two out of the three are from the original ones which I was making, so let that be enough to be Mevatalit. We know that there are certain things which are Choshev are not considered to be a Bar Bittel. Balechayim are not Bottle. Inami havilei davish yish lamatirin. La'achi yomtiv, v'chol davish yish lamatirin, afil be'alav le'batl. Like we've seen several times, because here the question is only relevant for yomtiv itself. After yomtiv, you can take whatever you like. So, davish yish lamatirin, afil be'alav le'batl. And that's the reason why, if you're mazmin two, and you find three, they're going to be awesome. Now, we said, shleisha umatzishnai mutarin. You were mazmin three, and you find two, it's mutter. My time, huh? Hani inu ninu. The assumption is that these two are from the original three. Chad minayu ozal alma. And one of them just flew the coop, one of them just left. That is the assumption. Fractasis, one second, you just told me davish yish matirin. Fractasis in Tamer Vechi Talinin Lakula Bedavish Yesh Lamatirin. I mean, just like we have said, Davish Yesh Matirin Afil Velafle Bottle, so too, that's another reason why we shouldn't be Taila Lahakel. Why shouldn't you be Taila Lahakel and assume that two out of the three are from the original ones which I was making and one of them just flew away? Why? Why be Makel? It's Davish Yesh Matirin. So it says this is an important cloud. The Yeshlema Dahoyel Vinish Aru Shnayim Bim Kaimam Vadai Bechi Haigavna Talin and Lakula. What does that mean? Being that two of them have remained in place, so then Vadai Bechi Haigavna, in such an instance, and such an instance, we're going to be Makel. Says the Maram, he says, Rotzalema Duragalayim Ladavarhu Da'isan Shezmin and Hain. Meaning to say that even though we have a cloud of Davish Yishmatirin available after a bottle, and Davish Yishmatirin, we're not going to be Toila Lahakal, but if there's a Raglayim Ladover, which is pointing me in that direction, then that already is strong enough. Just like we've seen, perhaps we don't see Davish Yishmatirin if it's a sex faker, you know, Davish Yishmatirin also has its limitations. Al Kapanim, what is our case? So, important to get this clear. You were Mazmin 3. And you find two, and we're Makel, because we assume the original two, the original two remained, and one of them just flew away. Says the Gemara, Let us say our Mishnah is going like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. In other words, our Mishnah, which says, if you're Mechin 3, Mazmin 3, and you find 2, you can take it, that's like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. Okay, I mean, without Rashi, you would say, okay, we're saying our Mishnah is like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. Rashi, Taichas are very interesting. Three lines down, end of the line, in the wide lines. Lima Masnisin Rebbe, Ha Masnisin Stamehi. This is a Stam Mishnah. And Vahalacha Kistam Mishnah. Usually, Halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. Va'anon kaimalan halacha karebi michavei roi v'loi michavei rov. And we know that the Rabbanan of Rebbe disagree with him. So you know, so, such an interesting way of teaching the Lashna Gemara. Leima Rebbe v'loi Rabbanan pirish, that this is the Stam Mishnah. Usually you pass like a Stam Mishnah. But I know that this Mishnah is authored by Rebbe, and not the Rabbanan, and the lach is that we only pass like Rebbe against one person, not against the Rabbanan, in which case, I'm going to have to say, this Mishnah is not really considered to be a proper Stam Mishnah, with the take of a Stam Mishnah, but rather it is a Das Yachid of Rebbe. That's the way Rashi is looking at the Kash. Again, some take out this whole Rashi entirely. Al-Kurbanim, Lema, let's say that this Mishnah is like Rebbe, not the Rabbanan, the Tanya. We're discussing now a case of Maisa Sheni. Now we're speaking a case of a farmer who had a large amount of produce. He didn't want to take it up to Yerushalayim. Therefore he was paid it. So let's say he has 100 shekel worth of Maisa Sheni money, or 200 shekel. And he puts it in a pouch. And we're going to have a case over here where he has 100 shekel of Maisa Sheni, and now he opens up the pouch and he sees 200 shekel. Or there were 200 shekel of Maisa Sheni, and now he finds only 100 shekel. So a similar type of case. So obviously what is going to be analogous to our case, if he had 200 shekel of Maisa Sheni, and now he opens up and he only sees 100. So will we say, okay, 100 shekel is still from the original Maisa Sheni, and 100 is gone. I was mad than three birds, there's only two, so that's two is from the original, and one is gone. And that's what we think this is going according to Revi only. So they know Matthias Revi Vle Rabbana Design. Hiniach Mana Umatsamasai. A person put aside 100 worth of Maisa Sheni, and he finds 200. So, Chulinu Maisa Sheni Muravin Zebezet, every Rebbe. Rebbe says, the assumption is, that the original 100 is the 100 of Maisa Sheni, an additional 100 of Chulin was placed there. It's mixed up. What do you do, Taka? What do you, Taka, do? What does one do in such a case? You have 200 now, you're not sure which is which. So Rashi says, very interesting, and Thesis argues on this. If you look at Rashi, five lines down the wide lines, Chulin Maisa Sheni Muravin Zevezeh, Ha'echad Chulin, Ve'eni Adeh Eze, Ve'neikl Ha'yafesh Ben, you take the better money, Va'omer. And you make the following declaration. You say, Im zoi hi shal meiser, hara yafa. If I have chanced upon the one which is meiser, great. Very good. Im chulin hi. But if I've taken one which is chulin, te chaver te mukhulal es alea. Let the other one, which is really meiser sheni, be redeemed on it. Tezis is bothered because you're not allowed to be mechal money on money. The same thing. Tezis has a slightly different pshat. Look upon him. Rebbe says, I would assume that the 100 is still, and this 200, 100 is still meiser sheni. There's another 100 of chulin which got mixed up. The chacham say no. Hakol chulin. Everything is chulin. What's the rationale to say that? Rashi says, Hoyuvali matza kameishi hiniach. Toilim lahakel. I'm Taylor lahakel. Valeme notel. Notel es harishin. The hiniche b'makam acher. He took the original 100. He placed it somewhere else. Veniach shuvis elu. And he took 200 shekels worth of mavchulin and placed it in this pouch. B'shachach. The person doesn't usually put the two together. Wouldn't make sense. So, presumably, he took the Meiser Sheni money out. And now this is 200 fresh chulin money and so on. And that's what I say. Hakal chulin. Why? Because I am toila lahakal. Practice says, bottom taste is an interesting question. Hakal chulin. Shani Eimer. Hulakach Mo Shal Meiser Sheni. Vahaniach Rinaninu. That's what I say. Meaning, this is, I'm gonna make that speculation. I'm gonna speculate. That's really what a Shani Eimer is. Practices. Speculation in the arises. The tema the haloy amrinen sha'ani eimer lahakel elikishu midrabonin. Kidiz the bupsachim. Dami shani chumba drabonin. If you remember there in the afyud, we had shtei kupois. Achashal chulin v'achashal chuma. Two piles, one chulin and one truma, and you have on top of them also chulin and truma, and we're not sure which one fell into what. We see sha'ani oimer, chulin let's say chulin, truma let's say truma, and all is good. I can have the chulin one, I don't have to assume the truma fell into it. Sha'ani oimer. We mentioned over there that some Rishonim say, maybe the Maram Chalava, who says there is a certain logic that a person probably would have placed the chulin close to the chulin, and the truma close, but that type of speculation you can only do if it's the rabbanan. The fact is, how can I say when I'm handling my sashini shani aimer? How can I say that? So Tezis says, v'yishleim at the kevin she'ein adam miniach chulin etzel meiser talinin shaper lekula v'arminin vaday lakach elu misham v'shachach ba'achakach niach elu sham. So this says it's more than a shani aimer. It's a vadai. People, no one would mix meiser sheni money with chulin money. He definitely did this and so on. The Rashba gives another answer. And the Rashba says, we're speaking about meiser sheni, which is derabbanan, in which case you can say a shani aimer, the question doesn't start, and so on. Fine. That was all case number one. So again, case number one, I had 100 of meiser sheni. I find 200. Rebbe says, 100 is meiser sheni, 100 is chulin. You have to kind of figure out how to kind of take the meiser sheni. And the chum say, no, everything is chulin, because I'm toila lahakal. That is case number one, which isn't really what we're looking for. We're looking for now case number two. He placed 200 of meiser sheni, and he finds a mana. So, mana munach, mana mutl. So 100 of the meiser sheni was taken, 100 remains. So just like our case, I was mazmin 3 birds, I find 2 birds. So the 2 are the ones from the original 3, and one of them left. The chacham and meimrim, once again, now, hakol chulin. Once it's changed, we can assume everything is chulin. So again, the way the Rashi b'faninu learned the kasha, we're saying that if so, our Mishnah, it's not really a Stam Mishnah with the power of a Stam Mishnah that we pass like a Stam. It's like Rebbe and Halacha, Karebi Michave Revelei Michave Rav, and to the extent that the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe, we're not going to pass him like our Mishnah. That's the way Rashi's learned the Kasha. Because this, our Mishnah would not fit with the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan see by Meiser Sheni, if I had 200 shekel of Meiser Sheni and I find 100 shekel, So then everything is chulin. And here we're saying if I have three birds which I was mazmin, and I find two, I can have those two. That doesn't seem to fit with the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu Teim Rabbanan. We the Rabbanan could agree to our case. And it's not a perfect sushto that you should line them up together. Afilu Teim Rabbanan. Ha'itmar la Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lazer Damitavayu Shiny Goz Lois Hoyov Asuyin Ladadis. This case is different. Meaning money does not pick up and walk away. Someone needed to pick up and take them. But goyis lois can hop away. They can leave. So, meaning by money, why is it that the Rabbanan say hakol chulin is because someone, there had to have been human intervention over here. There was 200 shekel, and now there's 100. Someone clearly came and took it. And it's not the derech, they can take this, and they once they've taken it, we'll assume they took everything, and so on. Whereas by birds, it could be that the birds moved themselves, and therefore there were originally three birds. One bird hopped out. So you don't necessarily see that the Rabbanan would disagree with that case. That's what it says. Rashi says, about 7-8 lines down a wide line, it makes sense to say that. When a person takes money, well, the assumption is he took everything. The point is, it's not a good sushtel, and therefore I can even say that our Mishnah is a liba del chazak, it can fit with the Rabbanan, because the cases are different. Let's just see if we can finish up. The Gemara asks Akasha, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Why do you need to say Shani Goyz is Hayav Asuyin Ladadis? Why do you need to give that chiluk?" In explaining this machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, we have a machlekes Rebbe Yechon and Rebbe Lazer. One said that when do they argue about Maaseh Sheni Chulin? B'shnei kisin. If you have two separate bags of money. So then, it's mistabra. I can already hear Shita's Rebbe. It was two bags. So one bag you took, now the other one is Maaseh Sheni. So that's when there's an argument. If it's shnei kisin. Avo b'kis echod, divrei akol chulin. Even Rebbe would agree that it's chulin because it was all together. And to the extent that you took, you would have taken the whole thing. That's either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Lazar who said that. The Chad Amar, one said no. The kiss echad machlekes. The machlekes is even within one kiss. There was 200, and you find one. Rabbi says the 100 which remains is Maaseh Sheni. And the Rabbanan says no, the whole thing is chulin. Avo b'shnei kisin, divrei hakol mana munach umana mutol. But if it's two separate pouches, everyone would say like Rabbi, mana munach umana muto. So Yomar now says, Bishlam lemanda mevishnei kisim achlekes. Haynu disuch leshnu yahach shani geiz l'shev asuyin ladadis. I understand, according to the opinion which says that even if it's two separate pouches, still the Rabbanan say everything is chulin. Well, two birds are separate. So you've got two separate birds and two separate pouches. So it's mamish atzushtel. And still the Rabbanan say hakol chulin. So I can understand why the Rabbanan don't fit with our Mishnah. And you have to say, oh, there's a difference that birds can move themselves, whereas money can't move. So I understand why you need to be mechalik with that. However, but according to the Amara, which says that if there's two pouches of money, everyone would say like Rebbe, mana munach, mana mutol. So you don't need to say that there's a difference physically that birds can move and kisim can't move. Everyone would agree, mana munach, mana mutol. So everyone would agree that the 100 of Meiser is there, is still Meiser, and so on. Everyone would agree you are mazmin three, and you find two. The two are from the three. So you don't need to come on to any additional chilek and say that money that can't move. So if someone moved it, he must have taken the whole thing. Why do you need to see any further chilukim? Our mitzvah shnigis and leipligim. The Gemara says now, Amr Vashiacha begoizlis mekusharim. We're actually speaking about birds which are connected. They're tied up together. The kisim mekusharim askinen. So here we do need to say a chilek. Because otherwise it mamash seems to be the exact same thing. Why, how in the world can you say that the Rabbana might agree, but it's mamash the exact same case. They're both tied up. So that's why we have to say, goizlis menatchi hadadi. At the end of the day, the goizlis, they're tied up, but they can possibly untie themselves. Goizlis menatchi hadadi. And that's why even the Rabbanan of Rebbe might agree to our case. Because goizlis menatchi hadadi. Whereas kisin loy menatchi hadadi. But if you've got, you know, money which is tied up together, it's not going to become untied naturally, unless a person was involved, in which case, to the extent that he took it, the assumption is he took the whole thing, and therefore what's now there is chulin, and that's the reason why we could say, that's why the Rabbanan say what they say. The Rebbe Amalacha, and Rebbe would respond and say, no, kisin nami zimnin the misakel kitrayu. Even when it comes to kisin, and the reason why I say what I say, even though in theory, if you take one, you're going to take the other one also, is because it's possible that the knot wore away. Rashi says, nitar hakesher shalahem, umisparik me'elav, v'habah, v'notal, v'shema loy mekusharin motzen, v'chotav ha'echad, v'halach loy, and so on. So that is why we still have a machlekes. So, b'kitzur, we had over here in this last case, our Mishnah said, if you are mazmin three, and you find two, the two are okay. The assumption is the two are from the three. The Gemara thought to say this is going like Rebbe, not like the Rabbana, which Rashi learned meant, and therefore we won't paskin like it, because we have the Rabbana who disagree with the Rebbe in the case of, you had 200 shekel of ma'aseh sheni, you find 100. The Rabbanan say, everything is chulin, and that we said, no, we can say that there's a chilek. We can say that goizlis are different because they move around by themselves, and therefore one of them flew away, the other two remained. Whereas money, it can't move by itself, and therefore that's the reason why the Rabbanan said hakol chulin. The Gemara asks the kasha, if to the extent that you say that everyone agrees by two that mana munach, mana muto, so then why do you need to say this additional chilek? And that Rav Ashi said, because we're speaking about goizlis which are tied up. And therefore, you need to say this additional chilek in order to say how the Rabbanan can agree with our Mishnah. Okay? I'll call it here, and Baruch Hashem, tomorrow.